Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with David Lopez, the president and CEO of gaming supplier AGS, on how his company has been keeping clients happy on the eve of the company's user conference in Hollywood, Florida. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT. As the digital transformation continues in our industry and beyond, find out how your business can benefit from delivering a seamless cashless experience to your players across your enterprise. Learn more about IGT's resort wallet at igt.com/cashless. Who coming right behind you? Swear I'm gonna find you. David Lopez took over as president and CEO of AGS in 2014 and has led the company on an amazing growth trajectory. Previously the CEO of Global Cash Access and COO of Shufflemaster, Lopez uses an unusual management style to get the best of his executives and his employees. AGS table games and slot machines have created a wide variety of interest across the country. This week, the company hosts its annual Users Conference at the Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida, which is a unique event that educates customers not only on AGS products, but more importantly on trends in the industry, whether or not they are directly related to AGS. GGB editor Frank Legato spoke with Lopez via Zoom from his AGS offices in Las Vegas in May.
Welcome to the GGB Podcast. I'm Frank Legato, editor of Global Gaming Business Magazine. Today we have David Lopez, who is CEO of AGS, the slot supplier and table supplier as well. And we are going to talk about the Game On customer conference that is occurring at the Hard Rock Hollywood in Florida. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for having us.
Let's go back to why Game On was created and how it's benefited your team over the years.
So I always like answering this question because we didn't have anything like this. If you go back and this, you know, it's 5 years ago, I believe that it kicked off. But so Julia, our CMO, came to me and said, "Hey, I want to do a customer event." I said, "No, we're not doing that, right? This is like crazy. I don't like these customer events. I think it's just boondoggleish and it's not very productive for customers, right?" And one of the reasons I thought it wasn't productive, customer event, you ask customers to come and they show up and you ask them to fill you up with feedback and ideas and all sorts of stuff. And Julia said, "That's not what we're gonna do. We're gonna do programming and informational stuff. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be educational, right?" And so I said, "Okay, how much does it cost?" She told me how much it costs. I said, "I don't think it's going to be a great idea, but let's do it." And of course, Julia does a lot of great things, her and her team. But one of my favorite things is she makes a nickel look like a quarter. You know what I'm saying? So if we gave her a nickel to spend, it looks like she spent a quarter, and she's very good at that. That event, you know, circling back to her, what does it do for our team? It's more valuable to us than G2E. And Frank, we're not selling. Uh-huh. We're not selling there. You've seen it. It's an agenda. It's educational. It's fun. We're trying to give back to them. And as Julia said to me, we've got 362 other days a year to sell. We're not selling these 3 days. We're just going to hang out. We're going to talk, and we're going to try to share things with them that they don't otherwise get.
Well, there's several customer conferences like this in the supplier space. How does Game On stand out? What makes it different than the others?
So I think, we're very biased. Like I always say, of course, if you ask me who's got the cutest baby, it's mine, right? One of my four kids would be the cutest baby, right? But we think that the conference is the best because we're not asking anything of our customers other than to fly in, sit down, have fun, do a little golf sort of thing. And we've created this agenda, right? And it's not about our products. Again, I know you've been there before. It's not about our products. You don't have to sit and listen to product pitches about AGS. We've been criticized that you're not doing enough product pitch. I'll take that criticism all day. It's supposed to be informational. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to stimulate conversations that otherwise wouldn't exist. And if we just pitched our products, then we're not going to stimulate any of those conversations. I think it's a great 3 days. I think that's what differentiates us. Not saying the other guys are wrong, but this is what we like to do. And we think it's very effective and an interesting and fun time.
Give your players a convenient cashless gaming experience with IGT's Resort Wallet. Whether using a Players Club card or a mobile phone app, players will love the simplicity of transferring money from their cashless accounts to their favorite games. When they're done playing, funds are transferred back to the player's account. No more waiting in line at ATMs and no more waiting for service when a ticket printer or bill validator fails. And with IGT Pay, players can fund their cashless accounts from multiple external sources, including debit cards, credit cards, e-wallets, and more. It's simple, it's modern, and it's safe. Learn more about IGT's cashless systems at igt.com/cashless.
Hey, what's some of the stuff you have lined up for this year? Events, unique sessions?
Events... I think we've got like a pretty cool little dinner cruise. I think we're doing a little Top Golf deal. I'm sure there's some cocktails at a pool or something like that, right? That seems to be our signature move on the opening night. But we're kicking around a lot of things that maybe weren't as topical, a few years ago. One is cashless, right? Uh-huh. And I think... Julia calls it money talks. Cashless tech is here to stay. And so what we're doing that's very interesting and something that's also in the spirit maybe of what we believe about Game On, Frank, and it goes back to your last question, what differentiates us? We're inviting Every and Sightline to be on that panel that I'll moderate. Now, those two companies are not exactly going to lunch together very often, right? They are... fair to say rivals, right? And they might be called bitter rivals. Every is one of our number one competitors. Mm-hmm. They're also like family to me. I used to work with many of them. But the spirit of what we think Game On is about sort of is reflected in that very, I think it's our very first or second panel is Every and Sightline Payments talking about something that's very germane to the industry right now. Mm-hmm. And I'll be moderating it. We're sitting there with two competitors. And that's one of the things we kick right off with cashless. We get into NFTs and cryptos, and it's really, NFTs and cryptos. And Frank, what the hell are they, right? What is even this term? Can you help us, walk us down the path about how this might be relevant in the future for gaming or us personally, as people, right? We're going to have a panel on floor-wide table game progressives. That's obviously, one of our products. And then we always have Wall Street there. I'm going to ask Jeff Freeman, former, CEO of the AGA, not to bore us to death, but he's going to talk to us about supply chain and what's going on in the supply chain world and, why it might not seem relevant to our folks, but why is it so hard to get food or baby formula or, parts and pieces that we all depend on, for building our slot machines. So esports, virtual sports, many different things on the agenda. We're trying to keep it fresh, not retread too many things from the past. So I'm excited about all of them. We spend a lot of time putting the agenda together, and I think Julia's done a great job with her team of putting together a great agenda. So. Looking
for no ball games this year.
What's that?
So no ball games this year?
No, no ball game. That's, man after my heart. Why aren't we going to a ball game? You're damn right. Apparently the ball game isn't popular with everyone else as it is with the two of us.
Okay. Now this is the first Game On conference since 2019. How much catching up do you need to do with your customers?
So, I mean, we see our customers quite a bit. I think the context and how we're meeting at this event, you know, when we think about our industry and we think about what we've gone through, we've gone through all sorts of things in this industry, just like other industries. But, you know, we've all experienced how 9/11, you know, impacted gaming, right? Mm-hmm. We experienced how the downturn, the economic downturn, eliminated all these jobs in gaming. October 1 here in town, mm-hmm. right? Now the COVID shutdown of basically every casino in North America, right? I think G2E was a nice little event last year where everyone came back together and sort of do their thing, but it's selling. I think getting together post COVID now, the catching up is, it's personal. Mm-hmm. It's just personal. It's not business. It doesn't have to be about business. And Frank, quite frankly, these folks are our family in the end. We spend so much time together as AGS folks. We mm-hmm. spend time on the road with these folks. We go visit them. We break bread with them. And you know what? It's going to be a nice opportunity post-COVID to spend time as a gaming family, if you want to call it that.
And you've had products that have come out these past 3 years since that that you'll want to highlight. You said Bonus Spin Extreme. You're gonna highlight that. Anything else of products? Maybe new products you might plan to show to introduce to your customers.
We're gonna try not to. You know, I mean, I know again, it's not a very popular sentiment with some folks that we're not gonna do that. But we're gonna try not to introduce too much stuff. We will talk about Bonus Spin Extreme. We love the product. We are very confident that it's the best product in the industry. It's the industry leader for table game progressives, period. Mm-hmm. I think what's new for us beyond that in the slot space in particular is that, you know, we've really entered, if you look back 3 years ago, we had no premium slot business that was really to speak of, right? Mm-hmm. We had one single product, Big Red, Colossal Diamonds. Since then, we've really entered the space. So as a percentage of our, you know, revenue and install base, it's gone from almost zero to about 10 to 11% at this point. And, you know, we're confident that we're going to continue to grow that. But, you know, in the spirit of your first few questions, we're going to try not to do too much of that. You know, we're going to do all we can to stay away from the sales pitch. Again, in the spirit of what Julia said, you got 362 days to do that. Mm-hmm. Don't do that shit here. Let's do what is on our agenda and let's give back to the customer for these 3 days. But good question. We'll do a little bit of it, but we'll keep it to a minimum.
Okay. How's the attendance shaping up this year? Do you anticipate, is it larger than in the past? And are you still capping the attendance to assure?
Yeah, right. We cap it. We still cap it. It's a very good question. I think we're going to have all told maybe 200 people, including our folks there. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these customer events can be much, much larger than that. I'm sure you've either attended them or been, mm-hmm. You know, well informed on them. We do cap it at a couple hundred. You know, our objective there is to, and mind you, a big chunk of that is our staff. So mm-hmm. actual customers is much less than that, right? And we try to keep it intimate so that the conversations can really, you know, sort of like marinate and percolate over 3 days. Whereas if there's 500 people there, I might talk to you for 10 minutes, and then I might not see you again for the entire 3 day period. So we like to keep it smaller. It's something that we talk about every year is, do we want to grow it? Do we want to get bigger? And I think, you know, Julie and I argue about all sorts of things, but we agree on one thing. Let's keep it small because it's the intimacy that matters most. And we think it helps folks that maybe don't know each other great create more relationships than if it was a big event. So we're going to keep it under 200. And that'll probably be the way it is for, you know, the foreseeable future.
Now, I was at the first game on which you held some events at the Hard Rock, Hollywood. How's it feel to have the whole thing there now?
Convenient. You know, I had to have my memory refreshed that we stayed at some swanky hotel. I think, you know, on Miami Beach. Mm-hmm. And I forgot about that, you know. And I think having the whole thing on property and having the whole thing on a tremendous property right there in Hollywood, just mm-hmm. an amazing property, amazing hotel, and incredible customer of ours. We have a lot of slot product there. We have a lot of new and legacy product there. It's a phenomenal table game customer for us. So although that's not why we picked them, right? Mm-hmm. We picked them because phenomenal location. People love it down there. In South Florida, can't complain, right? Mm-hmm. But it just also happens to be a tremendous customer of ours. So we're super excited. We don't have to sell. Our other customers just come through and, you know, play our games, see our games live in that environment and see how Bonus Spin Extreme and Bonus Spin sort of rocks it down there and does an amazing job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just one more question. Once this event is behind you and successful, as it always is, what are your overall goals and priorities for 2022?
Well, you're already assuming it's going to be successful, right? I told Julia, is this going to be Fyre Festival or the typical Game On event? So what is our goals for the rest of 22, you're saying, after Game On?
Right.
You know, I'll try not to make this sound like an IR pitch, but, you know, it's going to be a little bit. It's execution. I think in this moment, you know, where we're at as, you know, gaming, mm-hmm. the gaming sort of economy and the global economy, the macro, right? We keep hearing, and the stock market wants to tell you that something horrible is coming. It's just terrible. We'll be down there in June. The market's been rough for months, at least months, right? How's everyone's portfolio looking in 2022? And I don't mean gaming portfolio, I mean portfolio period, right? Mm-hmm. And so our objective is to keep our head down, execute, do a great job with our, you know, three business segments. You know, we're branching out into a couple little new things here and there that, you know, we'll talk about later in the year, but it's all about execution and then the launch of some new products towards the end of the year and moving into next year. And I always say, you know, when we're about this point, as we start getting ready to wind down the year, and it's going to feel like it's happening really soon, as crazy as that sounds, we really want to be prepared to slingshot into the next year, right? Mm. So I'm looking for momentum moving into 2023. And I think it's key just to stay focused and disciplined, but be aggressive and look for that momentum as we're looking at this, you know, global economy thing that they claim is going to hit us. But right now, and it's not here yet. It's not here yet for gaming. You know that. You see the numbers. You probably saw the Vegas numbers that just came out the other day. Not exactly showing weakness in there, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can talk about customers. We're going to be in South Florida. There's customers down there, you know, still setting records mm-hmm. currently for, you know, coin in and win. So, hey, we're still gaming folks, right? We're not the global economy. We're the gaming economy, and so far so good. So we're excited about that. But our goal is to stay focused, execute, sort of kick some butt and get ready for 2023.
Okay, David. Well, thanks for being with us today on the podcast and have a great event.
Thanks, Frank. We'll see you there?
Yes, I'll be there.
All right, man. Travel safe.
I've been waiting for a woman who's a little bold. I can feel it, but she's nowhere inside.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to IGT. Provide your players with the digital experience they expect. IGT's resort wallet with IGT Pay is safe, simple, and convenient. Visit IGT.com/cashless to learn more. To learn more about AGS and its products, services, and philosophy, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.
Swear I'm gonna find you. Wanna-